I shall now explain something about the method of Buddhist practice. First, I would like to stress the importance of harmony among different religions. In spite of differing philosophies, all the major world religions have a similar message and similar advice for humanity. There are some extraordinary persons who follow different religions who have totally transformed their inner state. As a result, they are truly compassionate and wise. This implies that all these different traditions have the potential to produce such inner transformation in the human mind. So, whether we like it or not, these major religions will always remain. In the past, many people have benefited from these traditions, and the same holds true for the present and the future. Therefore, it is extremely important to have genuine harmony among the religious traditions. It is possible since there is a common ground. Once we know more about other traditions, we automatically develop more respect and appreciation for them. Genuine mutual understanding leads to mutual respect. And as far as Buddhism is concerned, it involves the training of the mind. Buddhism emphasizes the training and transformation of mind because all events are the result of one's actions. We call that karma. Our future depends on today's actions. That is the law of karma, or the law of causality. Of verbal, mental, and physical actions, mental action is supreme. Mental motivation is the key factor. The same verbal or physical actions can at times be positive and other times negative because of different mental motivations. In some cases, with certain motivation, actions that are normally considered negative can actually become positive. Mental action is thus superior and the critical factor, and all events ultimately depend upon our own mind. The ultimate goal is moksha, or liberation. Moksha is a mental state where all grosser mental afflictive emotions are completely eradicated. Moksha, or nirvana, is a mental quality. And finally, we have Buddhahood. Once the mind and awareness are fully developed and awakened without any obstacles, the state of Buddha's mind is reached, that which we call enlightenment. That is also a mental quality. The subject to be transformed is the mind. The transformer is also the mind, and the resultant transformed state is the mind as well. Some people describe Buddhism as a science of the mind.